הן מצליחות.
מצליחות.
With your permission. One of the mitzvot that Hashem gave us is Sfirat HaOmer. Sfirat HaOmer Mokhrat HaShabbat. We should count the Omer after the Shabbat. The Gemara tells us was Machloket Amud Lechachamim in time of Bet HaMikdash. What does the Torah mean to count after the Shabbat? Of course, this is our minhag.
Excuse me.
This is our halacha. The Torah refers to the first night of Pesach. The first day of Pesach is called Shabbat. And then Hashem writes in the Torah, should start counting after Shabbat, but it's not Shabbat. After the first day of Pesach, start counting Sfirat HaOmer. The Torah emphasizes the date is Shabbat. And Tzedukim, the Gemara said, is the reform, the conservative, the Rambam says in those days. He said, the Torah says, count after Shabbat. So it means you count after Shabbat. So whenever Shabbat comes the first day, you count after the first day. Shabbat comes the third day or the fourth day, you count after the third day, fourth day. Among the Chachamim, and the Tzedukim had a point, if you miss, hey, it says in the Torah you count after Shabbat. But Moshe told us, no, Hashem does not mean Shabbat, Hashem means the first day of Pesach. You start counting. And the question is, so why did the Torah write Shabbat? Not right, Shabbat. Torah should have said, Sfatim Lachem, Lachrat Yom Rishon. It's very easy. Torah doesn't have to say, count after Shabbat, and to say, I'm sorry, I don't mean Shabbat. I mean the Chag. Usually, of course, the Chachamim say, Levat Shabbat Hashem, the Gemara says, Yom Tov also called Shabbat. But still, it would be much easier. if the text would say, count the Omer after the first day of Pesach. But Hashem chose not to do it. Hashem chose to write in the Torah, count Omer after Shabbat. Chachamim explained, no, Hashem does not mean Shabbat. Let me have a special mitzvah to count the Omer every day. Mitzvah Yachem Mochad Shabbat, Kol Yachem V'Yachid, every person has the mitzvah to count the Omer. And the question is, what is really what Hashem wants from you? Of course, simple explanation means, you know, that the way Sefer HaChinuch bin the older Rishonim, Moshe Shnim say, to show how many days we still have until Chag HaShavuot. This Chag HaShavuot is the 50th day, so we count 49 days. So whatever it means, just on the surface, seven weeks, 49 days of preparation for Kabbalat HaTorah to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our Sinai. It took us 49 days.
Excuse me.
Took us 49 days when we came out of Mitzrayim. So now Hashem wants us also to count the same day, the same thing. So to prepare ourselves, simple explanation, to prepare ourselves to Matan Torah. Krishna, what do you mean to prepare yourself for Matan Torah? What do you have to prepare yourself? But actually, what Hashem wants from us. A special mitzvah. One of the Chachamim said this is the longest mitzvah. Every day we say bracha. It's the longest mitzvah. And Chachamim said, he loves Sfirat HaOmer. It's the longest mitzvah. Every day we say bracha. 49 days we say bracha. The Ari says, Sfirat HaOmer. This is our custom. Not to shave, so called we mourn Rabbi Akiva students, 24,000, died. Sirat HaOmer, says Bari, Yemei Adin Barachamim, day of judgment. Like we have Yemei Adin Elul, 30 days of Elul, it's Yemei Adin, preparation to Yemei Adin. And this is Sirat HaOmer, Yemei Adin, a person has to be very careful, Sirat HaOmer. Certain things not to do. So it's dangerous days. But it's Barachamim, with mercy. Which is why? Why we have Yemei Adin? Why it's called Yemei Adin? Days of that judgment. What did we do? And stay before Rosh Hashanah. Stay before Rosh Hashanah. Yemei Adin, Hashem judges people. So, it's not Yemei Adin now. He says, no, Sefirat HaOmer is called Yemei Adin Berachamim. To understand really what is really behind it, the way the Torah tells us, after we came out of Mitzrayim, that's what we read on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. So we got to Yam Suf. And the Torah tells us that the Paro found out that we don't come back, but it says in the Gemara, I decided to go chase Am Israel. I saw Tirbo v'Talmud Lakachimo. I was able, okay, I said millions of Egyptians chased Am Israel, millions. The question is, Paro himself, the Torah tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made his heart hard, and he is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not what he's doing exactly. Back and forth, what we call America hypocrite. Let the Jews go, let not to go. I'm talking about millions of people, Egyptians, that they saw that Egypt was destroyed completely. Terem Tedak, Yavdav Mitzrayim, his servants, his slaves, told him, look, no more Egypt. The whole thing destroyed completely. All the Makot, all the plagues. The last one was Makat B'chorot, the worst. Moshe warned them on midnight. Met Kol B'chor B'yas Mitzrayim, no information. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of people died instantly, in 1 second. And then, 6 days later, they're all chasing. How is it possible? How is it possible? We just finished Mitzrayim Mekabrim, the Torah tells us. The whole Egypt busy with burying all these dead ones. And the whole Egypt is destroyed. Here comes Paro and convinces everybody, let's chase them. Let's chase them, it's going to fall into Yam Suf. All the millions. How is it possible? How is it possible that all these people are blind? Just look back. Look at the whole. There's no Egypt. So many people died. Nevertheless, comes the Torah and tells us. That's my telephone. Please forgive me. מה קרה? אני לא, אין לי יצא. לי אין יצא, לא. יש לי בעיה, אני לא אסדר את זה. Then the Torah tells us that Pharaoh came and Pharaoh chased us and he came very close to Yam Suf. Yisuv and Yisrael Tnei V'inim Yitzrayim Nosei Achareim. The Torah tells us how Yisrael picked the eyes to see an angel from Shamayim. Diving down. Means an angel from Shamayim, says the Gemara Tzar Shalim Yitzrayim. The angel that represents Egypt, he comes down. He comes down now. And the Amisra started to scream to Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, why did you take us out of Mitzrayim? We told you we want to stay here. I need to see actually an angel. The angel cannot come down unless he gets from HaKadosh Baruch Hu a visa. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu released an angel. This is an angel that represents Egypt. He's diving towards Amisrael. Of course, he's coming to hurt them or to kill them. So what did he do? Well, the explanation is that some of Am Yisrael had the statues. That's the Haftarah that we read on Shabbat. From Sefer Hezkel, that Hashem complained, he told us, Mishchu Kulachem, stop doing Avodah Zarah, we did Avodah Zarah, Kadosh Baruch Hu was upset at us. Maybe that's what it means, maybe. Well, see, that's what the Torah tells us. So an angel comes to kill us. And then, finally, Baruch Hashem, we cross the Yam Suf. As we've been saying in Shacharit, Yosha Hashem, Be'emot Yisrael, Mitzrayim, Hashem saved us. And as well, Mitzrayim met us for Tayam. The Gemara says, so the angel is dead. The angel is dead. Recognize also the people that tortured them. Eru Am et Hashem, Eminim Hashem, Moshe Avdo. They believe. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they believe in Moshe. The Torah emphasizes it, they believe in Moshe. The question is, when Moshe did arrive the year before to Egypt, also it says, Moshe made the miracles that Hashem told him to make. He threw the stick, and the stick became a snake to Am Yisrael. He put his hand under his arm, he had tzarat, and then he took some water, spilled it on the floor, became blood in front of Am Yisrael. And says, the Torah says, Am Yisrael already believed. It is a petition. Am Yisrael believe again now in Moshe. So what do you have to believe more now? They believed already. The Torah says, no, not believe. They say, Az Yashir. So the Torah continues. After Az Yashir, so 3 days we're going in the desert. There's no water. And then they found water, but the water was bitter. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, take a tree, throw it in the water became sweet. And Hashem said, go tell Am Yisrael, if you listen, we keep all the mitzvot, the laws, so then, I'm going to heal you, you're not going to get sick. The question is, they have what to eat. The Gemara says the leftover dough they took became matzah. This was sufficient enough for 30 days. 30 days didn't have to eat anything. The leftover dough was enough for every family, for every person, for the next 30 days. After 30 days, the man started to come. But here, after 3 days, we have no water. Hashem made a miracle that we had food. But Hashem did not want to make a miracle, we should have water. The same miracle that Hashem made, we should have food. Hashem should have given us water. And now we're going to be in the desert without water. So what good it is we have food? He said, no, Hashem did not want it. The question is, why Hashem did not want to give us water? In Haggadah, in one of the paragraphs, it's called Dayenu, we say like this. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu just took us out of Egypt in Natalot Mamunam, ולא קראנו את הים דיינו. If Hashem would just given us to us the fortune of the Egyptians, and he would not split Yam Suf for us, it's also good, Dayenu. The question is, so what is the purpose? If Hashem would not have split Yam Suf, definitely they would take back what they gave us. If not, they would have killed us. Like, how can you say, Dayenu, it's enough? We just took the fortune and we got to Yom Tov. This is enough. It also will be enough. Of course, it's better. We took the fortune. Hashem crossed us Yom Tov. Without crossing Yom Tov, we didn't have anything. So what good is? Somebody go and gets a present, and then he gets from somebody something, and then the guy chased him, and takes him back what he gave him. So he gave it to me. So he gave you nothing. It's even worse. It's even worse. He gave you, and now he takes it back. Better don't give me. And then Agadava says the opposite. So Chachamim say the following. Chachamim say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to go and borrow from the Egyptians dishes, silver and gold. One of the reasons the Gemara said HaKadosh Baruch Hu made darkness in Egypt is for us to go and find out the dishes. It's a very strange situation. Hashem wants me to go and borrow silver and gold dishes, and I would come to the Egyptian and we ask him to marry Baruch, he would say no. So therefore the Gemara said Hashem made darkness, and in the darkness the Jews went around the houses of the Egyptians and they looked where the safes are, and they looked where they have all the closets and the cabinets, and they came outside. It's a very, very strange situation. And then the night we were supposed to go out of Egypt, so in the morning, the night, the question, when did they really do it? They went to the Egyptian, the neighbor, and asked him, may I borrow the silver dishes and the gold dishes? And he said, I haven't got one. And he just said, what do you mean you haven't got one? I'll tell you where your safe is. I'll tell you where you keep the dishes. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu played this, made darkness for us to see where the dishes are, in order for us to borrow the dishes. And that's what the Gemara says, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to Abraham, they'll go out without a fortune. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this out of fortune. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts. It's very strange. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know the way Paro convinced his nation really to chase Am Israel, even though they saw Mitzrayim was destroyed and all the elderly died, the firstborn died. He told them, you see, they took our fortune. They borrowed the silver and the gold dishes and they ran away. So the Gemara, that's how he was able to convince them. So, says the Gemara, so what is the problem exactly? The Gemara says, Esam Moshe Tam Yam Suf. After Moshe split Yam Suf, we're on the other side, on the same side. Just made a U-turn according to Tosfot. We didn't even cross to the other side. Just way inside. Like we made a U-turn inside Yam Suf. I said we came back on the first side, on the same side we started. And then we found on the seashore, on the beach, jewels. And we were collecting it. Moshe had a hard time to convince us to stop collecting and go. I wanted to collect. And some Moshe Tam Yam Suf. Says the Gemara, says the Zohar, Chachamim said like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he told Moshe Rabbeinu to go tell Am Israel that he's taken out of Egypt, there's two stages. There's two stages in Emunah. The first part of Emunah is when Moshe came to Am Israel and told them, I am the Goel, Hashem sent me to save you. Am Israel believe. He says, we worked so hard in Egypt, we were tortured, and Moshe is going to take us. You see, you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%. And this is the four languages of Geulah. That's why we have four cups. So fine. But the fifth one is Evedi Etchem El Aretz. I'll take you to Eretz Israel. This is a different thing. This is a different emunah. The person has to believe that his destination is not to be a Jew. It's not just to get to understand and to learn Torah. It's your destination is Eretz Yisrael. It's a different level. You constantly, you see, Sefer Shmot and Sefer Bavilva, the Jews want to go back to Egypt. They want to go back to Egypt. Comes the Gemara and says, after Am Yisrael said as Yashir, they finished as Yashir, they came to Moshe and they said to Moshe, okay, now we're going back to Egypt. We're going back to Egypt? He said, yeah. He says, the Gemara, after they saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore, it says, okay, now we go back home. We go back to our places in Egypt. The Gemara, Moshe told them, remember, when I came to Egypt, I told you that after we leave, we have to go to Har Sinai to get the Torah. And from there, we have to head to Eretz Israel. That's what really the Torah says. This is the Kodibah who had in mind, so called, to take us right away to Eretz Israel. Because this is the destination. So the Emunah is not just, you know, that we're not going to be slaves anymore, and we're going to be free, and then we're going to do whatever we want. This is only half of the Emunah that we have. But the real Emunah is that we leave the place that we are at, and we're going to get to the destination. This is the whole purpose that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to go and get the silver and gold dishes. Since this war is because we need it for the Mishnah for Beit HaMikdash. It's not because we wanted to own it, to become rich. Says the Gemara, the two rich people who were in the world, Haman and Korach, and look what happened to both of them. Says the Gemara, says Nisayon HaOsher. The person has to know that Hashem gives him wealth. It's not he should have the wealth. The Gemara, Rabbi Yonah Nasir, Rabbi Noah Kadosh, before he died, he raised his two hands, 10 fingers, and said, I never had pleasure from all my wealth. The Gemara described him as a very rich person. So he said, he wants to become rich. He says, you don't understand. You have to become rich is only because Hashem wants you to use that wealth that you have for the right purpose, not for you to consume it and have a good time with it. So Moshe told them, Israel, go borrow the silver and the gold dishes. They thought, here we go. The Gemara, each man had 90 donkeys packed with silver and gold. He says, well, what you have in mind? What you have in mind is, no, Baruch Hashem, now we walked, and this is so-called, the Gemara says, it's the payment. It's the payment for the hard labor. This is what we have to earn. It's the wages, the Gemara says. It's true. So it's the wages. What do I need the wages for? That's the question. What do I need the wages for? So I said the wages is to build the Mishkan. So you have to go to Eretz Israel with all the fortune. This is the idea. But it's not the idea that you should become rich. Hashem never meant to tell Abraham, gadol, that we can come out with another fortune. Who needs it? Who needs it? He says, you don't understand. No, after you become slaves and you're going to work so hard, I says, you're going to be free. I says, what do you want to do when you're going to be free? When you be free, what you want to do is you want to go to Eretz Israel. You want to go to be Beit HaMikdash. This was really the prophecy in Az Yashir. They said, they didn't know what they're saying. I said, it was a prophecy. I said, we want to go to Eretz Israel, we want to be Beit HaMikdash. That's what we want. But this is the Munah. This is the person has to believe in it. And that's really how the story is. The story is that we came out of Egypt, we didn't understand what and where we're going to park and to be. I says, blind, we will go after Moshe Rabbeinu. It's very nice. This is part of the Munah, that we came out of Egypt. But the full Munah is that you know that my destination is not stress, nothing else. If you don't have that, it means that you don't have no Munah. And we say really in Tefillah a few times a day, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, you send the Mashiach. Karanu Torah Mishatecha, Kli Yishtra, Kivinu Kol Hayom. Kivinu Kol Hayom. It's in the text. This is the whole day. You never say such a thing in any Tefillah, that the whole day I'm waiting for Hashem's redemption. Yiddish Yotrat Yom Kolev. So this is something we say, Yishkom Tech Yerushalayim Yorach. Kodesh Baruch Hu, come back to Yerushalayim. This is your city. This is called Emunah. That's the Emunah, that's the full Emunah, that's Emunah. That's what you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that you know the destination. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell us. When we came out of Egypt, he said, you're not going to come out of Egypt. He said, we're going to come out of Egypt. זה דבר מצחק ליעקב, השם סד ומשה מינו, גור תהלת עליהם. זה ולא שמו אל משה מקוצר עליו את הרשעה. ודין לסן, ודין לסן. ודין לסן, ודין לסן. אז you come to a slave, you said Hashem is, Hashem is going to take you out, you say he doesn't listen. What do you mean he doesn't listen? Of course he listen. He already, a few months ago, Moshe Rabbeinu came, and he told us, the Torah says, Yemen Ha'am, as his nation believed. What do you mean they don't listen? No, they don't listen to the fifth statement. This is forget. This is, we're not going to Israel. It's constantly you see in the desert. They want to go back to Egypt. They want to go back to Egypt. Right after the cross, Yam Suf, they say we want to go back to Egypt. I said, don't understand. That's no Emunah. So Hashem who wants to push us and to put that to put us on the right thought in the right direction. That's what Hakadosh Baruch Hu says. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, I want to show you something. To come out of Egypt, so the Torah tells you. Only 1/5 came out. 2.4 million Jews died in Makat Choshech. 2.4 million. The Gemara says Rishaim, wicked one. So what's a wicked one? The Gemara says wicked one. They don't want to leave Egypt. They don't want to stay in Egypt. Good. Egypt is good for us. Why should we leave Egypt? He says, you don't understand. If you don't go to Eretz Israel, you are Shah, you're wicked. He says, that's why you're a Jew. Kodesh Baruch Hu chose Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, told them Eretz Israel is your land, and your children are supposed to go back. So you don't want to go back to Eretz Israel, you're Rasha. So he comes to Torah and paints the picture this way. He says, now read, read what's going to be. And he says, Moshe is going to come and says, we're leaving to Israel. He says, we're not leaving. I'm not leaving. Now I have houses, and I have my business over here, I have stores over here. The Jews were very rich, even though they were slaves. They had a lot of fortune. They're not going. They died, Makat Choshech. The best are going out. Going out, Moshe said, you go borrow the 7 gold dishes. He says, why are you borrowing it? I says, well, I'm going out, you know, I have to have some fortune. This is my wages. He says, why do you take it for? He says, you take it for what? You take it because you want to be rich. No. In Mitzrayim Noseh Acharem, the Torah describes you, an angel from Shammai comes, dives towards us. I says, what is this? I says, listen, Paro convinced his nation to chase us. I says, why? Paro said, they took our fortune. I says, look, the fortune of a person can make a person decide something that's really, it's not normal. Looks back, he sees the whole Egypt is destroyed. He looks back, he sees all the firstborn died, and he's going to chase you. He's going to chase you because Paro told them, they took our money. They took your money. The Gemara says, Mamono shel adam ma'avir oto al da'ato. The money of a person takes his mind away. Doesn't think anything. Kisa beli batal, the Gemara says. It says, the money makes a person that he cannot concentrate. Yosh lemani, rotsem atayim. The Gemara says, on his deathbed, he's already one foot in Gan Eden. He's still... He wants to make some more money, paying stocks, selling gold, buying gold. Once heard. I don't know, it's a joke. The guy was very, very sick in hospital, very sick, was almost dead. And the doctor decided they want to cut his foot. He said, no way. His foot. No way, they can convince him. The doctor said, because his infection is going to die instantly. Cut his foot, maybe he's going to leave a few months or later. So his friend is standing over there and he says, I'm not going to sign it, they're not going to cut my foot. So his friend is there, so he goes to him and whispers something to him. And he tells him, okay, cut the foot. It's okay. He says to him, what did he tell you? He said, he told me he's going to buy my shoe. Buy my shoe. On his deathbed. And buy a shoe. The Gemara says, says the person's mind is blind. Because look at the Gemara, says Korach and Haman. I says we don't understand what Moshe told us. Moshe told us the whole thing that you're going to Babel from the Egyptians is to take it to Eretz Israel. As well, I said the whole purpose was to build Mishkan Bet HaMikdash with his gold. I said, but we didn't think like this. We said, oh, do business. So Moshe came down from Har Sinai. It's all fighting. All the Torah, system, doing business in the desert. I says, you see, an angel from Shaman comes towards you. I says, why it comes? Because you took the money not for the right purpose. So it means you stole the money. Here comes the Kadosh Baruch Hu, says, you don't understand. I made darkness in Egypt in order for you to go and to find the silver and gold. What do you think? Because I want you to have to become rich for this. I made this kind of trick with darkness, and the Egyptians will not know that you're coming inside the houses and you find the silver. No. This is because I want those silver and those gold dishes. This is that the Egyptian had. And the Zohar says this, they had it. This was a trick from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Zohar says it. What the Sefer Bereshit, the Zohar says, Hashem made famine. Should have been for 7 years. First was 7 years of prosperity. Everybody reached, and everybody came to Egypt. And all of a sudden, supposed to be seven, then Yaakov came down, was only two. He says, what's behind it? What's behind the plan of Hashem? The Zohar said the plan was like this. That Egypt, Yosef will be the king, and he will tell everybody to collect and put in storage wheat and flour, and give it famine all around. And then all the people will come from abroad, and they'll bring silver and gold dishes to buy flour. They'll pay with gold and silver coins. And then Yosef will go, it's going to melt it. And then eventually, there's going to be such a big famine, the Egyptians themselves will sell all the, what they have to Yosef. The Torah tells you, Parshat Vayigash, that Yosef bought everything, and he bought the land, and everything. I said, what's the purpose of this war? What's the purpose? As well, I said, the whole thing, the whole purpose is one thing, that at the end, everything will go through Yosef, and everything belongs to Yosef, and then people will do business in Egypt, but the whole purpose is that that money is really Yosef made. Because he interpreted the dream to power. But why Yosef may have had a dream? In order for everybody to bring his fortune to Egypt. In order for us to take back, to build Bet HaMikdash. So the whole thing is backwards. When you read Sefer Bereshit, you know, what is the purpose of the famine? What's the purpose? The Torah tells you that everybody came to Egypt and purchased, and then the Egyptians themselves sold everything they had. What's behind the whole thing? The one thing is the Mishkan Bet HaMikdash. That's the Kadosh Baruch Hu said. But we didn't understand it. We thought, you know, we have 90 donkeys of gold and silver. And said, who will become rich? Wages. So you need wages for. What do you need wages for? You need wages. I go to work. So why do I go to work? Because I want to have silver and gold. Why do I need silver and gold? For Bet HaMikdash. Not for myself, for my houses. As long as we didn't understand it, it says, we see in Yitzhak Noseh Haren, it says that for power is able to convince his people. And that's why the angel come from Shamayim, dive to us. The whole thing was the opposite of Hashem. Hashem pushes us to Yamsuf. Says, "The Talmud of Manav will come to him." Dayenu. He said, "What it means?" It's in Agadah. Says, "Just Hashem gave us the fortune, and we didn't split Yamsuf, so we got to understand in front of Yamsuf now. So what's the purpose of the whole thing? 90 donkeys of silver and gold, and we can't cross Yamsuf. So what?" Who needs it? And what do you mean needs it? Says, that's what they're chasing us. Why are they chasing us? Because power convinced them. How did power convince them? Power convinced them because they took your money. I says, so who needs to take your money? So it means because we took the money for the wrong reason. Say, yeah, no, that's what it says. Here comes the Torah and says, listen, it's that moment we understood that the fortune is nothing. The fortune is nothing. We have to get a destination. This is what they mean. Well, says, you see, look what happened.
I says, you want to go back to Egypt? Look, they hate you. Look, they're after you. They want to kill you. Amar Yev, Dov Asik, Chalik Shalal. You mean Sheikh Chabid or Shomeri? They want to kill you. They want to take the portion away. I says, forget about it. We have to go to Israel. Israel is the safest place for us. If the Torah continues, look what happened. We just crossed Yamzuf. So we found in the seashore all these gold and precious stones, diamonds, earrings. From those earrings, we made the golden cap later. So Moshe said they had a hard time to take us out from the beach. Where some Moshe said, "I'm Yamasuf." He says, "Again, you collect it. Again, you need fortune. We just spoke about it. We just told you the whole purpose of the gold and the silver is for Bet Hamikdash. Where you collecting for? Well, again, you collect. When you collect, come the Torah says, listen, there's no water. It's the Gemara. That's what it means. No water means no Torah. No Torah, no water. Torah nimshala lemayim." I says, you don't understand the whole purpose that Hashem gives you certain things is in order for you just to behave and to learn Torah, keep mitzvot Torah. Eventually, you have to go and keep the mitzvot. Says the Ramban, the purpose of the mitzvot is in Eretz Israel. In Chutzlar, to keep the mitzvot, Asiv Lach Tzionim. Says the Ramban, is only because we keep the mitzvot in Chutzlar, because we should get to Eretz Israel, we should not be Amharet, we should know what to do. But the mitzvot is in Eretz Israel. Says the Gemara, what do you think Moshe Rabbeinu begged the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to go to Eretz Israel? Moshe prayed. So many prayers he wants to go to Israel. What do you think? He wants to go to Israel to have fruits over there. He wants to do business over there. He wants to do the mitzvot in Israel. I said, that's Tzivu Lach Tzionim, says the Ramban, the whole thing of the mitzvot, the Torah, is to do in Eretz Israel. That's the purpose. In Chutz Laretz, you don't have to do mitzvot. So we have to do. Hashem said, do it. Hashem said, do it. Because Hashem wants you to know what to do in Eretz Israel. But not because you have to do mitzvot in Chutz Laretz. The whole purpose is Eretz Israel. Let's talk about Moshe Rabbeinu. Go tell them. I take you out of Egypt. But you understand it's only half of the Emunah. The Emunah is to go to Eretz Israel. So they came out of Mitzrayim. So what are you supposed to do? So don't do nothing. Don't do nothing. There's no water. The Gemara says to Hanim Shalal Emayim. The Gemara says since then Moshe Rabbeinu told us. Ezra Moshe, I says to read the Torah Monday and Thursday. It should not be 3 days without Torah. I says, look what happened. We came out of Egypt 3 days. After 3 days, there's no more water. I says, how come? Baruch Hashem, we have matzah. Baruch Hashem, we have enough food for the next 30 days. The Gemara said, you covered. After 30 days, we got the man. After 30 days, we have enough food. He says, how come we have no water? The Gemara says, no, because Torah, Nimshala Lemaim, the Torah is compared to water. I says the Gemara says, "What do you mean, Torah compared to water?" So if you remember, the Gemara tells us that after the second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, the Romans, Yimach Shemayim, did not let us to learn Torah. So Rabbi Akiva used to gather people, teach them Torah. And then somebody came over to him and says, "Rabbi Akiva, what are you doing?" He says, "You're crazy. You're going to die. So the Romans are going to kill you." Rabbi Akiva said, "I want to explain to you something." Once the fox was walking on the boardwalk next to the beach, and he called up the fish. He says, come, let's have barbecue together. So the fish said, listen, even when we are in the ocean, we are afraid that somebody's going to come with a net. He's going to catch us. And you ask us to come on the seashore, on the beach. Really crazy. But Akiva told the man, listen, if while we're learning Torah, we're still afraid of everybody. You want us to stop learning Torah. So one of the Chachamim said, look, Rabbi Akiva, when he said it, he compared ourselves to fish. So the fish, he said, fish is all covered with water. That's what it means. You have to be covered with water all the time. You have to be covered with Torah all the time. If you're not covered with Torah all the time, you're dead. What do you mean you're dead? Because there's no purpose to live unless you cover the Torah. Because the definition of Israel, Kimetion, etc. So we live in a mistake. And you see that the whole time was the same thing. We still want to go back to Egypt. Said Bamidbar, after the Golden Cape, after the miracle, we all want to go back to Egypt. As you don't understand, the definition is there at Israel. It's a tradition, it's Torah in Israel. This is what Moshe tried to explain to us all the time. You have no idea. You have no idea what's called Emunah. And that's called Emunah that you go.
That's what Chachamim say. You should know. That's the secret of Sefirat HaOmer. Sefirat HaOmer, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah. And it says, why? Because after Pesach, after the Leilat Seder, it says, the Leilat Seder is, you know, the redemption. Come out of Egypt. I said, that's very nice. Here comes the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it says, you know, ומשווים יקר קודש יהיה לכם, כל מלאכת העבודה לא תעשו. בסוף סנא הקדוש ברוך הוא גאה, ואז תלס בפסח הולידי. אז מה נדע הולידי? מה נדע הולידי? סוכות מי הבא הולידי? סוכות מי הבא הולידי? וגמרא עושה שמיני עצרת יש רגל בפני עצמו. אמרה עושה שמיני עצרת איזה עזרה לידי בעצל. Even though it looks like it's a continuation of סוכות, but גמרא says not exactly. A special sacrifice, a special song. The Gemara says it's identity by itself. Shmini Atzeret. Says why Hashem made us. Says, of course, it means Oskirat Yamsuf. So what? So we call it Kos Yamsuf. I says no, because Hashem split Yamsuf was just for a message from us that the Emunah that we achieved when we came out of Egypt is only partially. It's a part of the Emunah that. Hashem told us, you know, אני אשר אלוקיכם, שעשיתי אתכם מארץ מצרים. I took you out of Egypt. They said, להיות לכם אלוקים, אני אשר אלוקיכם. So what's the repetition? אני אשר אלוקיכם. He says, because before, he says, למען יראו עמכם ומכם על האדמה שנשבע שמו ואבותיכם אמרתי לכם, כי מי השמיים על הארץ. He says, but the purpose is not just that Hashem released us and redeemed us. It's Hashem actually took us out of Egypt. וגם, Hashem said, Hashem said that he takes us out of Egypt because he remembers what he promised Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's what Hashem said to Moshe when he go tell them. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, because Shakai, he says that Hashem remembers. I have to keep the promise to take them back to us, Israel. And that's what Hashem said. Yom HaShviyi is the seventh day of Pesach. There's a chag. It's a special chag. What's a special chag? At that time we reached. We understood in our head that we're not going back to Egypt. Baruch Hashem, we're going towards Israel. Until we cross the beach. Until we came back. And then again we didn't want to go towards Israel. We want to go back. The whole Sefirat HaOmer, Hashem gave us this mitzvah. Says, count the days. Count days for what? Says the Zohar, count the days. B'Shavuot Atidim Mepak Megaluta. Says the Zohar, you know, if you count HaOmer, you have this Kavanah. It says every day. It says, "What's every day you go to get the Torah?" It says, "The 50th day you get the Torah." It says, "What's the purpose of the Torah?" The purpose of the Torah is to get to Israel. That's the purpose. You mention to the Torah. It says the purpose of receiving Torah is to obey the Torah. To keep the mitzvot is not Israel. As the Gemara says, we should have gone to Israel other way. We not have done the golden calf. We mean right away to Israel. Build the Hamikdash. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Sefirat HaOmer. It's the longest mitzvah. It's the Sefiratem Lachem Mochat HaShabbat. Mochat HaShabbat. The Gemara says that after 3 days we came to the place where we found bitter water was Mara. Here came HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Mara and told Moshe to go take a tree and throw the tree into the water. The water became sweet. Sham Sam Lo Chok Mishpat V'Sham Nisao. Says the Gemara, the Lord told Moshe, go tell them about Shabbat. Kashet Zitcha Hashem Elokecha b'Mara. The Ten Commandments, in Sefer Dvarim, and Moshe repeats Ten Commandments. Moshe said that in the second set of the Luchot was written, Shamor Yom Shabbat Kacho. Keep Shabbat. Kashet Zitcha Hashem Elokecha, Hashem commanded you already. Says the Gemara, what do you mean Hashem commanded you already? Says the Gemara b'Mara. 3 days after we came out of Egypt, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell them about Shabbat. Tell them about Shabbat. Because Shabbat is the main Olam Haba. The main Olam Haba is only in Eretz Yisrael. Masha's Shabbat is 1/60th of Olam Haba. This is for telling Hashem Morat Shabbat. This is the whole purpose of Sefirat HaOmer. Hashem wants to emphasize to us. Count the Omer after Shabbat. It's not Shabbat, it's Pesach. So I don't understand. Why you came out of Egypt? Why you came out of Egypt? Why do you think you came out of Egypt? He came up to you with the same concept as Shabbat. He says, what Shabbat is all about? What Hashem wants you to keep Shabbat? Hashem wants to keep Shabbat because the Gemara says Shabbat is main Olam Haba.
is 1/60th of Avodah. If you multiply the pleasure of Shabbat with all the things that Shabbat gives you, this is the destination in Eretz Yisrael, Kol Olam Haba. Zartem lachem b'ochrat HaShabbat. As Hashem said, listen, I want to explain. It's Sfirat HaOmer. Sfirat HaOmer, what is this? B'ochrat HaShabbat. It's the day after Pesach. So what do you mean Pesach? Pesach came out of Egypt. So why he came out of Egypt? Why do you think Hashem took you out of Egypt? Not Hashem took you out of Egypt because Hashem redeemed you out of slavery. Because in order to get to Eretz Yisrael, you have to be redeemed. So the real emunah, the real destination, the emunah is Olam Haba. The emunah is Shabbat. The emunah is Eretz Yisrael. Yes, Hashem writes in the Torah, "Sfatei Machem Mochrat Shabbat." Hashem didn't want to write in the Torah, "Sfatei Mochrat Pesach." So it's not Pesach. You don't understand. You don't understand the concept of Pesach is Shabbat. The concept of Pesach is Olam Haba. From the Zohar and says, look, the Zohar says, the Gunei Zohar says this, the Mashiach will come, Zohar says it. I says, if Shlomo HaMelech, when he built Bet HaMikdash, when he opened Bet HaMikdash, the Navi says, there was a celebration for 14 days. 14 days. He opened Bet HaMikdash, Chet Tishrei. Plus 14 is 22 of Tishrei. From the 15th of Tishrei up to the 22, this is Sukkot. Says the Navi, but Shlomo started celebration on the 8th of Tishrei. And nobody fasted on Yom Kippur that year. Shlomo was a Navi, told everybody you can eat on Yom Kippur. It was a 14th day of Jubilee. Says the Zohar, you should know the destination is when Pesach ends, we should have 7 more days of celebration. So this is preparation for Mashiach for Olam Haba. That's what says the Zohar. So the whole concept of Pesach is not we came out of Egypt. The whole concept of Pesach is we're going to Eretz Yisrael. So we're going to the destination Olam Haba. We would have gotten to Eretz Yisrael on time, would be right there would be Mashiach. But HaMikdash may be Olam Haba and Mitzvah. So the Chachamim Achim can give us this Mitzvah. That this Sfirat HaOmer is not just to count Yom Echad LaOmer, Shnayim LaOmer. You're kidding. You have a calendar. I know how many La'omer today. You don't understand. The purpose is that you should count. To the Sefer HaChinuch Sefer Rishonim, it says, how many more days I supposed to go to Shavuot? It's, what do you mean, how many more days? What are you trying to say? I'm trying to say that I didn't understand when I came out of Egypt. I thought I'm coming out of Egypt because I was free. And now, Baruch Hashem, I'm a free person. So you don't understand. This was not the purpose. The purpose was to go to Har Sinai. And from Har Sinai to go straight to Yerushalayim. So then Rabbi Tovin Uziel said, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hinted it to us. We didn't get it. So Rabbi Tovin Uziel, Hashem took us out of Egypt the night after we slaughtered the sacrifice of Pesach. Hashem took us to Israel. We all flew over there with Moshe Rabbeinu. We ate the piece of Korban Pesach there and we came back. I said, Hashem took us. He took us back. Why Hashem took us back? Because Hashem wanted to hint to us. This is the destination. This nation is Eretz Yisrael. This nation is not get out of Egypt. This nation is to come to Eretz Yisrael. So Hashem actually did to us. Hashem took all of us to Eretz Yisrael, flew us to Eretz Yisrael. I said, that's what you say every the whole day. You have to be in Israel, to be in Israel. He said, this is Sfirat HaOmer. The whole purpose of Sfirat HaOmer is not to say, how many days to Omer? No. How many days is for Shavuot? And what Shavuot means? Shavuot means Torah. And what do you mean Torah? Torah means Eretz Yisrael. See, that's what the purpose. That's Hashem emphasizes in the Torah. Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash, 50 times it says, the Zohar says in the Torah. 50 times it says in the Torah, coming out of Egypt. 50 times it says in the Torah, keep Shabbat. 50 times it says in the Torah, Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash. That Eretz Yisrael is so good. This is what? 50, what is this about? This is the whole purpose of coming out of Egypt. 50 times Hashem says, remember I took out of Egypt, remember Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash, the best country. Remember Shabbat. Says, what is it? What is it all about? What is it all about 50-50? He says, no. 50 times, remember, I took out of Egypt. For what did you give 50 times of Egypt? To go to Israel. For what I took you to Israel 50 times? For Shabbat. What's Shabbat? Shabbat is Ben Olam Haba. That's the whole purpose. So that's the purpose of Sfirat HaOmer. To count. Says, hopefully, Shavuot, you get the message. If you counted, you had to come out of Omer every day. That's what I'm counting another day. What are you counting? I'm counting because I want to get Shavuot. What is Shavuot all about? I get the Torah. What's Torah all about? Eretz Israel. I said, for this, I came out of Egypt. Oh, Baruch Hashem, we were free, Baruch Hashem, we're out of Egypt. It's not the Baruch Hashem in Egypt. In Baruch Hashem, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, that's the whole purpose. And that's what Hashem repeats in the Torah so many times, to tell you that's the destination. So that's the purpose of Hashem gave us this mitzvah, the longest mitzvah of Sefirat HaOmer. The bracha, say bracha, say the kamona. I said, what is it all about? I says, the whole idea is to fulfill the Ratzon HaElyon, as the Zohar says, to fulfill what Hashem has in mind for himself, so called. Kilishuatcha kivinu tzipinu kol hayom. Hashem's redemption, that we should be in Eretz Israel, Yerushalayim Irach, Tivni Yerushalayim Irach, Tishkom Bidei Yerushalayim Irach. This is the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the place of Olam Haba, this is the place of Yitziat Mitzrayim, it's not coming out of Egypt. The purpose is really Chag HaShavuot. The Rabban said, you know what? It's from Pesach to Shavuot, it's called Chol HaMoed, says the Rabban. The man asks, how come it's not Chol HaMoed for Chag HaShavuot? Why is Chol HaMoed for Sukkot? Chol HaMoed for Pesach. Says the Rabban, no. It's Chol HaMoed. It's Chol HaMoed. It's Sfirat HaOmer. It's Chol HaMoed. It's Chol HaMoed. Says Ari, no. Sfirat HaOmer is Mehadin Berachamim. Hashem judges us. What do you mean Hashem judges me? Hashem judges me in Rosh Hashanah. No, you don't understand. On Rosh Hashanah, Hashem judges us on the mitzvot and ma'asim tovim we did. From Pesach, Hashem judges us on Emuna. Says the Zohar, the matzah is called Lechem Emuna. What's the Emuna? It's not that Hashem took you out of Egypt. It says twice, Ani Hashem Elokechem, Asher Yetzeachem Mitzrayim, Yetzeachem Elokim, Ani Hashem Elokechem. It's a repetition. In the same sentence twice, Ani Hashem Elokechem. Why Hashem wrote it twice? There's no other sentence in the Torah. The sentence ends and begins and ends in the same statement. Of course. No, it says two things. Ani Hashem Elokechem, Mitzrayim. I took you out of it. Ani Hashem Elokechem. I made the Yatziv, Gaal Israel. It's the Eretz Israel. It says, that's the whole purpose. The whole purpose is to reach that level. Says the Gemara, that's the whole purpose of the Sefirat HaOmer. So the Rebbe says, as the Kavanah, says, so, I live maybe the Galuta. Says, Shavuot, you can come out of exile. You come out of Israel. It says, Zimei Adin Barachamim. Says, Ariye. Hashem judges you on Emunah. It says, yeah, to see if really that's the Emunah that you have. That you want to go to Israel. Or you would stay in Egypt. Or you want to go back to Egypt. Came with Egypt. This was Haruach who gave us a mitzvah. You cannot go back to Egypt. I'll explain the reason. It's a very, very strange thing. What does Hashem care if we go back to Egypt? And to America, I'm allowed to go. To Egypt, I'm allowed to go. The Rambam writes in his letters to the Yemenite people. And to Al-Khach Melunel also, he writes, I'm in Egypt, but every day that I'm in Egypt, I'm doing the same. But he had no choice. He was the doctor of the king. He couldn't leave. But Hashem said, to Egypt, don't come back. It's one of the Tayag mitzvot. You cannot go back to Egypt. I said, what's the problem? Why can't go to Egypt? He says, why? But any other country, any country is no sin. But Egypt is a sin. Why? Because constantly we wanted to go back to Egypt. In the whole desert, we want to go back to Egypt. So-called, we didn't understand. We had no emunah. The emunah is not being free. The emunah is go out of Egypt. That's the whole emunah. I said, that's the Me'adim Barachamim, says Ari, it's not always a judgment to see what you want in your lifetime. So where do you want to live? Where do you want to stay? How much Torah you learn? I says, if you don't learn enough Torah, it means you don't want to be in Eretz Yisrael. If you don't learn Torah, it means you don't belong in Eretz Yisrael. And that's the Sfonah said. Mashiach will come, people come to Eretz Yisrael, Mashiach will stand in the gate of Yerushalayim and tell people, you go back, you don't belong here. You don't learn Torah, you don't want Torah, you don't belong in Eretz Yisrael. You don't need Mashiach, you don't need nothing. It's not the Olam Haba. It's not the Mashiach. Mashiach is just a diving board for Olam Haba. The destination is Olam Haba. That's what the Bible says, Mitzvah, Sefirat HaOmer. To elevate yourself, to get in our system. We want to go to Israel. We want to go to Eretz Yisrael. We want to learn Torah. We want to be in Olam Haba. He says, Yemei Adin Barachamim. So the Bible looks at us and says, yeah, that's what you want, really. You will for this. You really. He says, judges us. He looks at us with a magnifying glass to see really if that's what we do, that's what we mean. We mean Olam Haba, we mean going to Eretz Israel, or we don't mean it. He says, we, our fathers, we didn't mean it. We thought it's the fortune, it's we want a fortune. He said, Ona Osho, he said, Mitzvah Tisharim, you know, a person, a rich person, his test is much higher than the poor person. Shlomo in the Kohelet, he says, people, the rich people cannot fall asleep. He says, thinking all day about this fortune. He says, get out of it. It's a fortune is not for you.
fortune is for Bet HaMikdash, for Olam Haba. To do the mitzvot with your fortune. In Tzad Sharim, a rich person has a bigger test than the poor person. Because now he has a fortune. Look what happened to Kos, look what happened to Haman, look what happened to the Jews in Egypt. Look what happened in the Talmud, it says, finally we got in our hand. The fortune is not for us, for the Talmidos. Amen.